The fund that the state has used to offer more than $1 billion for high-tech research and development projects since voters approved it in 2005 is running out of money, and there are no announced plans to shore up the Third Frontier program. But some are raising their voices to support it. Economic development organizations and business groups are advocating for the Third Frontier, which only has about $180 million left from its last bond issue. Alicia Washington at the Greater Cleveland Partnership says it's time to look at it.
Because the last administration did not prioritize it, it's something to potentially think about reauthorizing.
And Washington says the DeWine administration can always change the name.
But I think the intent of that type of investment and building the innovative economy that fills in the gaps and where we missed out in the first years of this needs to be a focus.
Lieutenant Governor John Houston has said the Third Frontier may not be able to sustain itself for much longer. But as head of the newly created Innovate Ohio office, he hasn't indicated what might happen if it closes down. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.